Blog Talk Radio.
He keeps going and he could go all the way. Aaron Green to the end zone. There's a kick to third. There's a touchdown. Number 24. Aaron Green with the touchdown. How about that one?
This is WSJP.
Thompson with a three. That's good.
When colleges see St. Joseph's Prep on a transcript, they take note. That's because for more than 165 years, the Prep has churned out well-educated, well-spoken, and well-rounded young men who thrive in the college setting. They know their way around an SAT test and around the city, because when it comes to college, both matter. Come see what we're all about. Schedule a Hawklife visit today, or check us out online at www.sjprep.org. For the high school education you want and the edge you need, choose St. Joseph's Prep. College starts here.
Layuzzi Fire and Car Repair, located on Long Lane, East Lansdowne, is the place for your import. Specializing in European and Asian vehicles as well as vintage VWs, Layuzzi Fire and Car Repair is the stop for your oil changes, AC heating repairs, alignments, alternators, starters, inspection, brakes, transmissions, tires, and more. And though they specialize in foreign vehicles, domestic cars are also welcomed. If you're living in Lansdowne, Upper Darby, Havertown, Drexel Hill, or West Philly and are looking for an honest mechanic, look no further. Find out why his customers say mechanic John Liuzzi, prep class of 1986, is the best of the best, someone who gets the job done right the first time around. A Liuzzi customer is a happy, satisfied customer. Call 610-259-2500 to book an appointment or to hear more about the services of Liuzzi Foreign Car Repair. That's 610-259-2500 for Liuzzi Foreign Car Repair, a proud supporter of WSJP and the St. Joseph's Prep Hawks. Go Prep!
Hi, this is Sam Deitch from Mission and Ministry. You're listening to WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep Basketball.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Philadelphia University for the Catholic League matchup between the St. Joe's Prep Hawks and the Archbishop Wood Vikings. I'm John Liuzzi, alongside my color analyst for this afternoon, Ricky Weep. Our statisticians Tyler Conrad and Brett Geist are crunching the numbers here in the booth, and they'll be joining us periodically throughout the broadcast. You're listening to WSJP, the St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. We're home for best basketball. Make sure to follow us on our Twitter page at SJP Broadcasting for updates regarding each and every broadcast, and at SJPrep_sports for scores and stats for all prep games. St. Joe's Prep comes into this game with an overall record of 14-5 and an 8-3 record in the Catholic League, and most recently taken on LaSalle Explorers this past Friday. In that game, things went back and forth for the Hawks in the first half, but in the second half, filled with three-pointers and a block shot, the Hawks were able to pull away from those scores and come away with a 71-56 victory over their rivals. Ed Croswell led the team with 20 points in that game. On the other hand, the Archbishop Wood Vikings are coming into the game with a 16-3 record and a 9-1 record in the Catholic League. In the previous game, the Vikings took on the Bishop of Devon Lancers. In that game, Wood was led by Villanova commit Colin Gillespie, as he led the team with 23 points and brought the Vikings to a 73-35 victory over Bishop of Devon. Now I'm going to bring my color analyst for this afternoon, Ricky Winston, to broadcast. Ricky, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, John. And this should be a really interesting game to watch as we see one of the top-tier teams in the Catholic League take on a St. Joe's Prep team who we haven't really known where they sit in this Catholic League, whether in the bottom half or the top half, because they've been competing against those sides. Now, I was talking to Coach Speedy Morris before the game, asking him about going with his regular starting five as always. And actually, he's going to start Matt Hart today, probably to guard the combo guard of Archbishop Wood and Matt Cerruti, because the Hawks are really undersized in this game.
Yeah, there's not much height in this game besides the two centers. The center matchup between Ed Croswell, the 6'7" center, and Seth Pickney, the 6'11" center for Archbishop Wood. Ricky, we know St. Joe's has had a very good, very strong week. They had two wins
in this game against Archbishop Xavier DeCuvius on Monday, and just two days ago against LaSalle. They came up with two victories, and if they come out with a victory here today, three wins in a very tough league, that's going to be good for Coach Parr as he goes into the end of this Catholic week and the regular season, the Union ready this upcoming week and next weekend for Roman Catholic.
I think one of the things that helped the Hawks with this game is that it's got news to the site. Something happened with the equipment from the Archbishop's gym that allowed it to be played here at Philly U. So I think that could also benefit the Hawks not having that home crowd here, and hopefully they can come out with a W.
Yeah, the Hawks are going to have to play some extremely excellent defense as they go against one of the best Catholic League shooters in the Catholic League this year, being Colin Gillespie. The Villanova commit, and Gillespie's leading the Hawks, leading the Vikings in scoring in the whole team, and one of the best, and leading, actually, with points in the Catholic League itself.
And we saw him drop 42 points against the Duke Coretta team. That's been out of this world this year. But I would look for Darius Kinnell to start O'Connor, calling the left leg blue the entire game, not trying to let him touch the ball as much as he can to keep the ball out of his hand for the entirety of this game.
I know, Ricky, you were there at the LaSalle game on Friday night. Where did you see the Hawks need to improve coming into this game today?
Well, they played a really great brand of basketball. Ed Croswell probably played what I think was his best game of the year. He finished around the rim in every way he possibly could. And I think that's going to be one of those key factors that could play into this game today, especially with him going up against the 6'11 Seth Pickney. You mentioned Matt Cerruti in the opening with Matt Hart is going to be starting over Cerruti, going to be starting for the Hawks today. And, you know, Matt Cerruti does have a couple college offers. I was talking to his cousin, Anthony Cerruti, who's a sophomore at St. Joe's Prep earlier this week, and he said his cousin is not taking any of these college offers. So right now, as the prayer and the national anthem is going to play, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, the action between the St. Joe's Prep Hawks and the Archbishop Wood Vikings.
Principal at St. Joe's Prep, class of 1990, and you are listening to WSJP.
Hi, this is Father John Swope, class of 72, and president of St. Joseph's Prep, and you are listening to WSJP.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Philadelphia University, a neutral site game here between the St. Joe's Prep Hawks and the Archbishop Wood Vikings. I'm John Leary, alongside my color analyst for this afternoon, Ricky Weiss. We have our statisticians, Tyler Conrad and Brett Geis, crunching the numbers here up in the booth with us. Ricky, as the starting lineups are going to be announced, we'll say the starting lineups here today. Kyle Thompson will start for the Hawks, with Darius Chinnell, Brian Griffiths. Matt Hollis will be starting over Brian Griffin here today. Gabe Ayers and Ed Croswell.
Oh, and for Archbishop Wood, we have the Villanova commit, Colin Gillespie. Also, he's backed up by Tyree Kickron, Andrew Funk, Matt Cerruti, and the 6'11" Seth Pickney. Seth Pickney, a big 6'11" center. It's going to be an interesting matchup between two
big centers right here. Ed Croswell is just being introduced by the officials and with Matt Seth Pickney here today, Ricky. And one of the things I have not noticed on the St. Joe's Prep bench is no sign of Kyle Thompson. He got injured in that game against LaSalle, but the centers have not disclosed any information to us. So that is probably why Matt Hart and Brian Griffin will be starting this afternoon. Today's WSAP broadcast of St. Joe's Prep basketball is presented by St. Joe's Prep, Philadelphia Jesuit High School. College starts here. Learn more at www.sjprep.org. And we can really feel the energy in the build. In the building right now, JV just pulled off a great win against the Artificial Work JV team. So, and there's a great putt shown today. You see some Ed Gargoyle signs in the stands today. So let's hope these putt fans can give them some energy. Here, there's also a student council read out, as the student council put it on their Twitter page here today. And the good turnout by the student council itself, by the student body itself, excuse me. And a Ricky, as we, where is Coach Speedy Morris need to change, not change, but work with his historic and excellent playbook? Well, I think they need to take it one possession at a time, especially against this Archbishop Wood team that's averaging almost 72 points per game. They need to take it one defensive possession at a time and one offensive possession at a time and get the best shot possible when it's there. All right, coming into this game, ready, there is a three-way tie for first place. Roman, Goretti, and Wood are all 10-1 in the Catholic League, and St. Joe's Prep is tied with Father Judge with an 8-3 record for second place. The Crusaders of Father Judge does have the tiebreaker advantage, as they were able to come out with a 51-50 victory against the Hawks earlier in January. As the game starts, it's about to start, it is Seth Tiffany and Ed Crawford getting ready for the tip. Tickney wins the tip and is going back to Max Arruti. Colin Gillespie with the ball, driving his way up, defended by Darius Kinnell. Gillespie passes it to Arruti. Arruti works his way to the board, but heads back. He'll pass it back to Tyree Pickering. But it'll be a travel call by the officials on Archbishop Wood, and the Hawks will get the ball. And that's the kind of start St. Joe's Prep needs on the defense, trying to see what they're trying to run on offense and force a turnover like they did just then. Matt Hart is starting over Kyle Thompson today, passes it off to Darius Kinnell, who hands it off to Griffin, passes it back to Kinnell, passes it to Harrison, the sophomore. Kinnell moves his way to the board, and it'll be blocked, but it'll be out on Archbishop Wood, so the Hawks will get the ball. And Darius Kinnell driving into the lane, that's not something we saw him do against LaSalle, but with Seth Tickney in there, he might start pulling up for jump shots rather than going all the way to the rim. Darius Kinnell getting ready to pass it to Hart. Hart passes it back to Kinnell, who moves his way back to midcourt. Crossover with the ball right now around the perimeter. Passes it all to Kinnell. Kinnell moves his way to the board, but he passes it to Hart. It'll be a travel on Brian Griffin after the pass from Matt Hart. And these refs are really stating what they're going to call early, so they better call it for the entire game, or else these coaches are going to be on their backs the entire rest of this game. Colin Gillespie working his way back on the other side of the court. Passes it off to Cerruti. Cerruti with the shot, and it's good. Archbishop Wood takes a 2-0 lead with 6:38 remaining here in the first quarter. There was no help defense on that. St. Joe's Cup is trying to stay on their men and not let them get past or let anybody get open for spot-up shots. Could be a foul call. Looks like they called Darius Kinnell for a carry on that one. He looks confused as we are right now. Seth Otto passes it in to Gillespie. Gillespie being defended by Kinnell at the mid-center, who passes it off to Pickering. Pickering with the three, and it's no good. That'll be the rebounded by Pickney, the 6'11 center. Ed Crosby had a great box out on Pickney, but ball just went off the tip of his fingers. Seth Otto with his layup, and he gets the two. And St. Joe's Prep is going to call an early timeout here, Ricky. I don't think that's the start St. Joe's Prep wanted to get. Losing the tip and then allowing
Archbishop Witt to get four straight points, easy points for that matter, but he was right in his face and just able to look a little teardrop over. We knew coming into this game, St. Joe's Prep is going to have to play some really great basketball as Archbishop Wood has outscored opponents the entire season, 1,315 points to 904 points. So you definitely know Archbishop Wood can play some offense. And I think the thing that works with St. Joe's Prep for the schedule is they play the top three teams in the Catholic League in their last three games of the season. So hopefully their team is developed enough to compete with the kind of teams. Hart inbounds the ball to Kennel. Kennel being defended by Otto. Kennel moves his way, but there'll be a call from the officials. So it'll be a foul on Keith Otto. Hawks ball. Looks like they're going to call a hand check on Keith Otto. He was riding him right in Darius Kennel with his forearm the entire time he was trying to drive into the lane. Kennel passes it to Griffin. Griffin passes to Arizin. Arizin falls down to the ground, but Kennel will be able to get the ball before a backcourt violation is called. The pass will be deflected by Colin Gillespie out of bounds. Hawks will inbound the ball. Hart inbounds it to Croswell. Croswell moves it, but he won't get there. He's defended and blocked by Hickney. Kennel with a deep three. No good. Matt Hart with the rebound. Griffin with the three. No good. But he's be rebounded by Archbishop Wood. Keith, Kyrie, Pickering. Pickering passes it to Cerruti. Cerruti with the two. And it's good with the help of the backboard. 6-0 Archbishop Wood. And that was just great off-ball offense by Cerruti there, able to fake him left and go to the right and talk Ryan Griffin's neck, not on the swivel. Kyle Darius Kennel's pass intended for Brian Griffin is inbound, is intercepted and going out of bounds by Colin Gillespie. Hart passes it to Kennel. Kennel will be able to get it before Keith Otto makes his way. Harrison with the three, and it's good. 6-3, Archbishop Wood, Hawks are on the board. And we have not seen Dave Arizin have a real good game for himself after that first game of the season. Colin Gillespie gets a layup right there, 8-3 now in favor of the Vikings. Going back to Dave Arizin, he's had a few 8-point games here and there, but he hasn't really had a coming out game since his first game of the year. But hopefully that can get the Hawks going on offense. Brian Griffin's 3-pointer. No good as it'll be rebounded by Colin Gillespie as there's a foul now on Gabe Arizin. As Gillespie looks to go to the line, shooting two. Gabe was going after the ball there, and the bench did not like the call on that one. They thought it was a clean block, but the refs obviously saw it different. Last weekend, Gabe Arizin was in foul trouble against the Haverford School. Hawks were able to come out with a victory, but they were not able to. But Arizin was in foul trouble. As Gillespie's first free throw is good, 9-3, Archbishop Wood with 4:20 remaining here in the first quarter. I'm John Lazy alongside my color analyst, Ricky Weeps. You're listening to WSJP, St. Joseph Student Broadcasting Club, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. Gillespie's second free throw is good. Now the Vikings are up by 7, 10-3. Not having Kyle Thompson for the Hawks right now must be difficult on offense because it gives you another 3-point threat. As Gillespie gets the pass for the end, his layup is no good, but he will go to the line shooting two. And all three coaches on the St. Joe's Prep sidelines are really puzzled about Paul. They thought they stripped him clean of the ball, but again, the refs thought differently. It looks like Kyle Thompson is in a little frustration on the Hawks bench as he wants to be in this game, but with that injury, as you said, that he suffered against LaSalle on Friday night, is taken out of this game with Matt Hart starting over. I wouldn't be surprised if he came back into this game at some point just to get a few minutes in, hopefully quality minutes, but hopefully he feels better if he does come back in. Gillespie's second free throw is good. The Hawks are now down 12-3 with 4 minutes remaining here in the first quarter at the Herr McGee Court here at Philadelphia University. That's one thing St. Joe's Prep has to do is keep Archbishop Wood off the line, giving them 3 points right now. And there's a foul call.
as number 11, Andrew Funk, checks into the game for Pete Otto. Hawks will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Harrison passes it to Croswell, who passes it back to Kinnell. They haven't gone to Egg Croswell on the post all that much. I think only one time in the first quarter so far. So it's really interesting what the Hawks game plan has been to this point. Kinnell's pass intended for Hawks is broken up by Matt Cerruti. Cerruti's left is good. The Hawks are now down 13-3. It looked like Matt Hart tried to foul Cerruti, and he was, before he was even inside the three-point line, trying to stop the fast break and not let him get out in transition. Colin Gillespie said in the Philadelphia Sports Digest that when his teammates are using a part of the offense, it's easier for him to start his game, and you see right there, as Ed Croswell gets the two, and now it's 14-5, Archbishop Wood, as Ed Croswell intercepts a pass, and he passes it back to Griffin, to Kinnell. As Kinnell is going to be called for a travel. That is Ed Croswell on the post. There's a great post move, throwing up a little floater over Seth Pickney. 4 inches. Ed Croswell obviously did not care on that one. Seth Pickney checks out of the game right now, and Carrington Wallace checks in for the Vikings. Gillespie passes it off to Funk. Screen pass to Wallace. Wallace moves his way to the basket. He's being defended by Ed Croswell. Croswell will be calling for a foul as Wallace goes to the line shooting two. And Wallace did the one thing that Ed Croswell does not like, and that's for pump fake. He got Ed Croswell in the air because Ed likes to block the shots, and he leaned in with his body first before he went up with the shot. Ed Croswell is another name for the Hawks that he gets into foul trouble. And when he comes out of the game, Ricky, there's no height on this Hawks offense, and there's definitely no threat on the floor. And I think it was an interesting move going to Carrington Wallace this early for Archbishop Wood. Even though they took out a 6'11 in Pinckney, they also just put in a guy 4 inches shorter and 6'7". Wallace makes one out of two free throws. Now the Archbishop Wood is up 10, 15-5 with 2:32 remaining here in the first quarter. Kinnell with his way to passing to Hart. Griffin with the ball right now. Passes it back to midcourt where Kinnell is. Kinnell will pass it off to Arizin. Arizin's pass intended for Matt Hart is intercepted by Tyree Pickering. And Hart will be called for a foul as he called on to Pickering. And that was a smart foul by the senior captain, Matt Hart, not allowing him to get out in the transition. Not let him get any easy shots off. Funk passes it into Pickering. Pickering moves, tries to move his way to the basket. His pass is one intended for Colin Gillespie, but Darius Kinnell is there. Brian Griffin with the three, no good. But Gabe Arizin will get the rebound, and his layup is no good. But we're out of bounds on the Vikings of the Hawks ball coming in right now. And that's the one thing you got to be careful of when you're going up for a rebound. If you're not Ed Croswell, that he goes after every ball like a ferocious beast. When Ed Croswell is not in the game, there's definitely need for the Hawks offense and defense with those rebounds. Croswell moves his way to the board, and it'll be called for a foul as he goes to the line shooting two. Ed Croswell might not look as the best free throw shooter on this prep team, but when he goes to the line, he's pretty deadlocked in getting those free throws and the crucial points for the Hawks. And he had a bad free throw shooting game against LaSalle. But in the end of the game, when they fouled him intentionally, he made them count, knocked down both of them. Croswell's first free throw is no good as Ezekiel Hamilton checks in for the Hawks for Matt Hart. Number 10, Tyree Pickering checks out of the game for the Vikings with Julius Phillips coming in. Croswell's second free throw is good. Vikings are up now. 15-6. As you mentioned, Ezekiel Hamilton checking in. He's a 6-foot junior guard that usually gets on the court for a few possessions, but he's a very skilled dribbler and a knockdown 3-point threat. Gillespie's three is no good. He rebounded and passed out to Phillips. Phillips will pass it back out to Gillespie. Ryan Griffin intercepts a pass intended for a kick for Funk. Griffin passes it back to Kennel. And one of the things our Bishop Wood is doing is they're pressuring the ball when it's out near midcourt, trying to get a 5-second count or rushing this offense. St. Joe's Prep likes to play a really slow-paced, run-your-plays kind of offense. And our Bishop Wood is trying to get him to speed it up a little. Well, Ed Croswell with the pass from Darius Kittle makes the layup, and it's 15-8. Archbishop Wood with less than 30 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Otto passes it back out to Funk, who moves his way to the basket. Funk's shot is no good. It'll be rebounded by Hamilton. On that last possession from the Hawks, Darius Kittle knows you drive in the lane and someone comes up for help, you always know that someone else is going to be open underneath. And he found Ed Croswell wide open. With less than 10 seconds remaining, Darius Kittle trying to get the last shot for the Hawks in this first quarter of action. Kittle's free three is no good. And that will do it for the first quarter here between the Hawks and the Archbishop Wood Vikings. The Hawks are down 15-8. Ricky, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, the rest of the action of this first half between the Hawks and the Vikings.
What's up, everybody? I'm Frank Raffa, teacher of Spanish and French at the Prep, and you're listening to WSJP, Prep Sports Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Philadelphia University between this matchup between the Archbishop Wood Vikings and the St. Joe's Prep Hawks. The Hawks are, as second quarter action begins here, the Hawks are down by 7 points, 15-8, in favor of Archbishop Wood. I'm John Lee, alongside my color analyst, Ricky Weiss, with Tyler Conrad and Brett Geis, our statisticians, crunching the numbers up here in the booth as Gabe Erzin gets ready to inbound the ball and the start of the second quarter.
Just to remind the listeners, Kyle Thompson did not start this game, and he is currently still sitting on the bench. He suffered an injury against the South, but we're not sure exactly what it was.
Hamilton passes it off to Kennel, passes it back. Erzin with a three, no good. That's an air ball shot by the sophomore.
We don't usually see that from Dave Erzin. He's usually a pretty good knockdown three-point shooter. But everybody on the Hawks team has just been off today.
Pickering with a three, and it's good. 18-8, Archbishop Wood.
I think if Archbishop Wood shooters even a foot of space, because they're going to make something happen.
As Colin Gillespie is out of this game right now for the Vikings, but this offense is keep on going. As Ed Croswell's two is good. 18-10, Archbishop Wood. As Ed Croswell has a fan section right there behind the Hawks bench.
And that was just a simple pick and roll, and instead Pickney came out to double team Darius Kittle. Darius used a great bounce pass to set up Ed Croswell for a spot.
Otto's three is no good, but there will be a foul called. As it looks like it will be on Archbishop Wood as Gabe Erzin gets ready to pass the ball. And as Colin Gillespie defaults, the Villanova commit checks back into the game for Andrew Funk.
And Colin Gillespie and Matt Rudy have been combining for 14 of Archbishop Wood's 18 points in this game. I think this cup really has to take them out of the game.
As Ed Croswell's layup is no good, it'll be rebounded by Pickney, the 6'11 guard. Rudy's three is no good. Archbishop Wood get an offensive rebound, and that pass will be intercepted by Hamilton. Hamilton moves his way to the board, no good. And it'll be rebounded by the Vikings.
And Sika Hamilton slow to get up on the other end of the court. Looks like he got poked in the eye.
And it looks like he got hit into the face. He's covering his face. It looks like there'll be an injury timeout here. But Ricky, we're going to keep it here. It looks like the St. Joe's Prep defense is not starting off the second quarter strong.
No, and neither is their offense. Ed Croswell has 7 of their 10 points, but nobody else has really gotten involved except for Gabe Arizin 3 in the first quarter. So I think they need to get a couple shots to fall and know what it feels like to knock down a jump shot, and then they'll be fine. And definitely without their star player, Kyle Thompson, not in this game, it's definitely hurting them, especially in the three-point shot game, as Kyle Thompson is one of the best three-pointers in the Catholic League. And I think that also hurts St. Joe's Prep, because it doesn't give Archbishop Wood another player to worry about on the offensive side. They can set their focus on Ed Croswell and Darius Kinnell and not have to worry about Kyle. Kinnell's three is no good, but that'll be rebounded by Arizin. Fences it off to Griffin. Griffin with a three, and it's good! 20-13, Archbishop Wood with 5:30 remaining here in the second quarter. And they're only down by 7 at this point. St. Joe's Prep has not given up yet. They're still playing plus defense, still trying to give it everything they've got. Otto Pickman with a picnic, but it's no good. That'll be defended by Ed Croswell. Pickman gets the ball, passes it back out to St. Joe's Prep. Will get the ball after the shot, and is no good by Archbishop Wood. Pickering tried to spot up for a nice corner jump shot like Ed Croswell did earlier, but he didn't get it to go, and Ed Croswell came off the board. Gabe Arizin with a three, and it's good. The sophomore forward gets the 3 points, and Archbishop Wood is going to call a quick timeout as the St. Joe's Prep offense starts to get rolling. The Hawks are only down 20-16 right now, and Ricky, it's a good sign for the Speedy Marsh to see that his sophomore player, Gabe Arizin, is getting starting up. And that's what St. Joe's Prep needs. They need a couple of threes, get their mojo back, and then they can continue to use it on the offensive side, keeping Archbishop Wood on their heels, closing out on every shooter at this point in this game. Gabe Arizin has 6 points now in this game for the Hawks. All those 6 points coming from 2 threes, one in the first quarter and just now in the second quarter. As Sean Thompson checked in for the game for the Vikings, as he passes the ball into Colin Gillespie. A lot of substitutions so far for the Vikings, but not so much on the Hawks as Speedy Marsh is staying to his normal starting five as he always normally does. Top head, Quadro blocks Gillespie. Shot, Gillespie is down. That's not a good sign if you're Archbishop Wood. He's holding his lower back. But he's able to get up, and he's walking to the free throw line right now. It'll be interesting if Colin Gillespie does come out in a little bit, and if Gillespie comes out and is hurt as he's holding his back right now, he's having some trouble walking to the line, that'll be a big loss for the Vikings in their offense. Gillespie's first free throw is good. 21-16, Archbishop Wood now. Gillespie's second free throw is good. Now it's 22-16, Archbishop Wood. They're now back up 6. They're starting to bring a little bit of pressure. They just caught a foul on Sean Thompson, trying to take it away from Darius Kinnell. Darius Kinnell might be one of the most creative players in the Catholic League this year, as he is now the main threat on this Hawks offense without Kyle Thompson today. And he's got to show what he's made of, being a floor general. As the St. Joe's Prep gets through, the 22-18, St. Joe's Prep with 4:18 remaining here in the second quarter. Darius Kinnell just put him through the spin cycle on that one. Able to spin off of him and get the finger roll to go. They left him with a back around layup, and he gets that made, and now it's 24-18 to Archbishop Wood. The offenses on both sides of the ball is really picking up here in the second quarter of action.
And that's exactly the kind of mistake Center Cuts is not here to make. Brian Joseph just literally threw the ball out of bounds, trying to pass it to Darius Kinnell. It was just a little too much.
Thompson passes it back into Pickering. Off on the official pad, and it'll be on Archbishop Wood. Hawks ball.
That's going to be on Seth Pickney setting an illegal
legal screen on that one on Darius Kennell. He's not a really muscular dude. He's more tall and lanky, but he's still causing problems for the Hawks.
Brian Griffin has passed the ball in from Matt Hart. Griffin being defended by Colin Gillespie. Griffin tries to pass it out to Erickson, who passes it back to Griffin. Griffin with the three, no good. It'll be rebounded by Archbishop Rube. Tyree Pickering. Pickering's loss is no good, but there'll be a foul call on Gabe Erickson. Gabe and the entire Caesars Club coaching staff does not know where that foul came from.
And Dave turned around after that one, and he did not agree with that call at all. I think a lot of people in the stands did not either, considering that was a late whistle as well.
Probably Gabe's second foul this game, as Pickering's first free throw is good. As it looks like Carrington Wallace is going to check back in for Seth Pickney. That'll be a big disadvantage on the height side towards the Vikings.
And another thing I thought I'd mention is with 3 minutes 30 seconds left, both teams will be shooting 1-1 for the rest of the second half here. As Griffin moves the ball across midfield, still being defended by Colin Gillespie. Gillespie tries to get into this, but it'll be no good as Griffin passes it to Erickson. Erickson moves his way to the board. His lob is no good. And it'll be rebounded by Matt Cerruti. Cerruti's layup is deflected by Ed Croswell, and there's a foul call.
They're actually going to call goaltending on Ed Croswell. Coach Stevie Morris fired up. He's letting the refs know that that was a bad call on their part.
I know I didn't see a goaltending there, Ricky, but obviously the officials played more of the playbook than I do. But as the Hawks go back onto offense, now they're down by 10, 28 to 18.
And I think the refs, from the refs' point of view, they thought the ball hit the backboard before Ed Croswell's hand got all the basketball on that one.
Hawks with the ball, moves his way, passes it back out to Erickson. Erickson moves his way back to midfield. He passes it to Kennell, who's being defended by Cerruti. Kennell's two-shot is no good, but it looks like there should have been a foul called on this Ed Croswell on Pickering, but there'll be no foul there. As Pickering's layup is good.
But they're going to issue a warning to the bench. Coach Randy Monroe and Coach Lowry and Coach Keith Morris were getting fired up after they saw the travel occur at the other end of the floor. So Stevie's got to get his assistants to calm down so his players calm down and climb back into the game.
It's not usual to see, it's usual to see Coach Randy Monroe getting fired up, especially with his college experience, and he knows the playbook and the game pretty much well, and that's why Coach Morris brought him in this year as an assistant coach.
And I think he's made a great impact on this Hawks team, especially mentoring Ed Croswell, who transferred over here. So it's almost like it's a father and son relationship there.
Ed is always working in, putting extra work with Coach Monroe. Ed has the ball right now. He moves his way to the basket, and it will be good, but he'll be fouled. His loss is no good, but he will break the line. St. Joe's Prep is down 30 to 18 with 1:35 remaining here in the second quarter. Listen to WSJP. St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcast Club, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP.
And I also think another thing that's hurt the Hawks so far is the free throw differential. Archbishop Wood has shot 7-for-8 from the line, and as Ed Croswell just knocked down his first one, they're shooting 2-for-3.
Today's WSJP broadcast is St. Joe's Prep Basketball, presented by Luigi Foreign Carpet in East Lansdowne, specializing in European and Asian vehicles. Call 610-259-2500 to make an appointment today.
Ed Croswell just knocked down the second one.
Hawks are now down 30-19 in favor of Archbishop Wood. Make sure to stay tuned to Hawk Talk at the Half with our statisticians Tyler Conrad and Greg Geis as they break down the first quarter of action here between the Hawks and the Vikings and look towards the second half. Pickering's pass to Gillespie. Gillespie by Ed Croswell. Looks like there was some exchange of words between the two.
And this was Ed Croswell's head, missed the basketball for lunch on the backcourt there. Smashed it against Connor Gillespie with a bad foul on that one, but Ed Croswell and Colin Gillespie in a little mousy after that play. The refs had to separate them, but he's going to line for 1-1. Boswell's free throw is no good. It'll be rebounded by Pickren. He passes it off to Funk. Passes it back out to Gillespie. Gillespie working his way to the floor, and it's no good. It'll be rebounded by Julius Phillips. And the layoff from Phillips is good. The Hawks are now down 32-19. That's someone you did not see coming to the picture until the ball was on its way down. Julius Phillips, the 6'5 sophomore. He's probably going to make an impact on the game, just considering his height. Arrogance pass intended for Hawks is intercepted by Funk. Funk's 2 points is good. Now the Vikings are up 34-19 with less than 30 seconds remaining here in the second quarter of action.
And it seems like Archbishop Wood is getting most of their points in the transition game. So that's one of the things that St. Joseph has to eliminate in the second half.
Arrogance 2 is good. The Hawks now are down 34-21. The 6'11 junior transfer from Mass Physics and Science Center is really making a difference here, and he'll be putting the game, his team, on his shoulders. Funk's 3-point is no good as the time runs out. At halftime, the St. Joe's Cup Hawks are down 34-21. We're going to be taking place before Hawks are in the half starts with Tyler Conrad and Brett Geist. What do the Hawks need to improve on going into the second half?
Well, I think they need to eliminate Archbishop Wood from getting in the transition and getting the easy layups and taking them one-on-one in transition and not letting them score that way.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be Hawks Talk of the Head with Tyler Conrad and Brett Geist. Stay tuned.
This is Mr. Patrinoni, English teacher and golf coach. Hope you're enjoying the golden voices of the best crew in radio, WSJP Prep Sports Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Hawk Talk at the Half. I'm your host, Brett Geist, alongside my partner, Tyler Conrad. We're going to break down the first half of this matchup between the Hawks and the Vikings. Currently, the prep is down by 13, 34-21 against Archbishop Wood. You are listening to WSJP, St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. Now I'm going to bring in my partner for today, Tyler Conrad. First off, Tyler, what is your takeaway from the first half of action between the Hawks and the Vikings?
Well, you know, Brett, the prep really has to really cut down on turnovers. They really want to be efficient in the second half. You know, much more free turnovers. And the second thing is free throws. I think the prep is shooting 2-for-5 on free throws and 40%. And Wood is shooting 9-for-10 and 90% on free throws. So they really got to attack some holes, draw some fouls, and, you know, get some more free throws up.
What did you see out of the Hawks in the first half that's really kept them in this game?
You know, Ed Croswell, he has 10 points, sacking one, a rebound, a block, and a steal. There's not many rebounds the Hawks have been getting because, obviously, as you know, Wood has 34 points
and Pep is down 13. So Ed really has to be more efficient. Also, Darius Kendall really has to start shooting more and driving to the hole more by getting efficient and drawing more fouls.
We have seen Darius Kendall along with junior transfer Ed Croswell and come through clutching crucial situations for the Hawks in previous games. Have you seen that here at all yet this afternoon?
No matter what the situation is, Kyle Thompson always puts the team on his back to make some clutch three-pointers in the most crucial situations. It does take a while for them to get going. When you make that first three, it's just unstoppable. But most recently in the LaSalle game on Friday, Kyle Thompson suffered an injury. Really unknown, but it looks like it's going to be from the rib. So they are suffering without him. He did not play at all in the first half, and it does not look like they are going to play him in the second half. But Darius has been one of the best point guards we've seen this season so far in the Catholic League, and he has now used his creative style of play against his opponent. So he really just has to put his creativity into his play in the second half and try to lead the Hawks to another victory.
Yeah, we really needed to see more production out of him if the Hawks want to get back into this game. Now, with the Hawks still down by 13 again, the Vikings of Archbishop Woods at the half, Tyler and I are going to discuss some of the key numbers from the first half. You're listening to WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep basketball, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP.
All right, so the leading scorers for this game, Colin Gillespie is 6-for-6 on free throws and has 3 2-pointers, so that does count up to 12 points. Tyron Pixie, as you said, has a 3-pointer, 2 2s, and 2 free throws. And, Brett, what about the Prep leading scorers?
Ed Croswell leads the Prep with 10 points. On 2 of 5 free throw shooting. He's the only one on the front who's got to the line. Gabe Patterson has shot 3 pointers for 6 points. Brian Griffin with 1 3, and Darius Kendall only with 2 points, which is not what you typically see out of him. He's gotten to the hole, but they just haven't fell.
Now the rebounders. Kyrie Pickron has 3 rebounds. And Matt Rudy, 3 rebounds. Seth Pinkney, only 1 rebound, but he is 6'11". But they really haven't been playing him as much as you think they would because he's 6'11".
Yeah, he's really been somewhat nullified by Ekstrom's presence. He's another big man who's can really take over the game. We've seen too many turnovers for the Prep this game. They already have 8 turnovers in the first half. Darius Kendall with 3, which is not typical of him. Gabe Addison with 3, and Brian Griffin with 2. So if nobody come back and get themselves back into this game, they need to cut those down.
Yeah, really with the turnovers. I mean, Prep really hasn't had this many turnovers usually in the first half or even in the whole game. I mean, it's really effective without your starting star on the team. It really, really affects, as you can see, as they are down 13 points.
Yeah, with the lack of Kyle Thompson, who's been injured and has not played at all this game. They lack another strong ball handler, which is really shown in this game. And Darius just can't do it all himself. That will do it here for Hawks Talk at the half. Don't forget to follow our Twitter pages at SJP Broadcasting for information regarding WSJP and at SJPrep_sports for up-to-the-minute scores and stats for every prep game. Enjoy the second half of action. It's John Lazy and Rick Reese will be on the call. Thanks for tuning in and go Prep.
Hi, this is Sam Deach from Mission and Ministry, and you're listening to WSJP.
Hi, this is Father John Swope, class of 72. And president of St. Joseph's Prep, and you are listening to WSJP.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Philadelphia University with this Catholic League matchup between the St. Joe's Prep Hawks and the Archbishop Wood Vikings. But currently, the Hawks are down 34-21 as the second half is action is beginning. Ricky, we haven't seen Kyle Thompson play this entire game so far, and that's really hurting the Prep in their offense.
And I think that also hurt them in their offense as well in being a mental aspect. It's not giving Archbishop Wood any another three-point threat to worry about on the offensive side or another threat off the dribble or a ball handler. So it's basically been Darius Kendall and Egg Croswell carrying this team through the first half. And they're only down 13, but anything can happen, John.
Yeah, especially we've seen in the JV game earlier this week and throughout the entire season, St. Joe's Prep is a second-half team. We've seen them come short in the second half. And they were down by one against They lost by one against Father Judge, and they came back against other teams too.
And we also saw them in the second quarter. All they needed to do was knock down a couple three-pointers, and then Archbishop Ward was forced to call a timeout and stop the momentum. We haven't seen anything like that since that timeout occurred, but hopefully they can get off on the right foot in the second half.
Just a note that the Georgia commit, DeAndre Swift, and the whole football team is here supporting the Hawks team, the basketball team, as they are at second half. In fact, is actually starting. As Rudy moves his way to the basket, and that'll be deflected by Croswell. Pickney, the 6'11", does not get the rebound, but Pickering tries to get the rebound. It's no good. Gillespie gets another rebound. A lot of offensive rebounds here for the Vikings as Gillespie moves the ball out. Gillespie gets the rebound, but there will be a foul called.
Looks like they're going to get Darius Kendall with the over-the-back foul. They were just trying anything they could to get a rebound there, and that's going to hurt them in the second half if they keep playing like that.
The Hawks were not playing some great defense starting off the first half, second half, as Dunkerin, a Pickney, dunked then for two.
Didn't look like he had to jump that high, only being 6'11", but he rolled off the screen from Colin Gillespie, and Ed Carswell was not able to keep up with him.
As Kendall passes it out to Arizin with a three, and it's good. Dave Arizin, 3-for-3 from the deep. As it looks like it's going to be a foul, possibly on Ed Croswell, as Pickney goes to the line, shooting two.
And assistant coach Randy Monroe, who's really heated at that call. That hurts. Looks like he got all the ball on that one. And he got a warning earlier in the game, but the refs have not paid attention to him since.
Yeah, and that's Rudy and Colin Gillespie are talking right now with the Archbishop Wood coaching staff. Those are the two stars on this offense. As Pickney's first free throw is good, and the Hawks are going to call a quick timeout. Coach Keith Mars is not happy with his offense here.
And Coach Beatty Mars does not look happy in that huddle, pointing players out, trying to get them encouraged and motivated to go out in the second half and stick it to Archbishop Wood.
Today's WSJP broadcast of St. Joe's Prep Basketball is presented by Sandrone and Mancano, LLC, a litigation boutique in Philadelphia dedicated to representing clients in criminal, civil, and administrative controversies. Call 215-925-2500 to contact Sandrone and Mancano for more info. As Pickney goes, just ready to go to the line, shooting his second out of two free throws. The first was made, and currently the Hawks are down 37-24 with a little bit over 7 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. I'm John Lazy, alongside my partner, Ricky Weaves, along with our statisticians, Brett Geist and Tyler Conrad, as the Pickney's second free throw is good. The Hawks are now down 38-24.
And as you mentioned earlier that Kyle Thompson wasn't playing, I think it would be a smarter move for Speedy Morris not to, because even though this game is important, it's not as important as of the playoffs.
Croswell makes the behind-the-scenes layup for two. That'll be good. And it looks like Dave Arizin could be called for another foul as he blocks Pickney's rebound layup. Wow. That's his third foul on Arizin.
Wow is all I can say at that call, John. Just wow.
There's a lot of calls called in both games of this between the Hawks and the Vikings, especially in the JV game, and right now again in the second half between the varsity game. Vikings' first free throw is good. Vikings could be up, and they will be 40-26 after Pickney goes 2-for-2
from the free throw, and he's now 4-for-4 and within the last 1 minute, within the last minute at the line. Big man who can shoot free throws is not easy to come by in this league, especially. Rick Caldwell goes back up at the offensive board and gets the and one to go. And Caldwell really putting this team and this game on the line as he's leading the Hawks in scoring, rebounds, and anything that he could do to help his team try to get closer in this game. And maybe this is the thing they need to gain some momentum and go out in this third quarter and get a nice little run together. Caldwell's free throw is no good. As the pass to Pickney is good, and it'll be no good on the layup. And it'll be rebounded by Arizin and Grit and Kinnell himself. Ed Caldwell has now 14 points for the Hawks and is leading the Hawks in points. Ed Caldwell, great transition defense, keeping his hands up in Pickney's face, not letting him catch the ball easily. Caldwell trying to get ready to pass the ball. He passes it to Kinnell. Kinnell's being defended by Otto. Hart trying to look for three. Steps, no, doesn't shoot three. Passes to Kinnell. Passes it to Griffin. Griffin with the two. It's no good after the bounce from the board. And it seems like every shot that goes off the ball just happens to fall to an Archbishop Wood jersey. Archbishop Wood is really inside the paint, especially when the Hawks shoot, and it'll be the ball. It's going to be out of bounds on the pass of Archbishop Wood, now going back in favor of the Hawks. And their possession is now on the Hawks. Great stand by the Hawks, getting quick possession from Archbishop Wood, not letting them settle into any offense or getting any wide open shots. That's what they need to continue and keep up in the second half if they want to win this game. Hawks do have three fouls so far in this first, in the third quarter, or not even 3 minutes into this game, in this quarter so far. Kinnell being defended by Funk. Kinnell moves his way to the basket, but that will be deflected by Pickney. That happened in the first quarter, and we didn't think Darius Kinnell would do the same thing again, but he just did. Colin Gillespie gets the rebound from Andrew Funk. No good three. I get the two, and the Hawks are now down 42-28. That'll be a timeout called by the Hawks. It looks like a quick time break, to quick timeout here on WSJP. St. Joe's Prep down 42-28. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Sam Deach from Mission and Ministry, and you're listening to WSJP.
Welcome back, everybody, to Philadelphia University, where the St. Joe's Prep Hawks are taking on the Archbishop Wood Vikings. The Hawks are down 42-28, and we just got a statistician card from our statisticians, Tyler Conrad and Brett Dice. Colin Gillespie has a quiet score of 14 points, 3 rebounds, and Ed Croswell is leading the Hawks with 14 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block. Ricky, this is a slow-scoring game for Colin Gillespie, who averages over 20 points per game.
Yeah, we haven't really seen anything special out of Colin Gillespie so far in this game. Nothing spectacular or noteworthy, but he's just been on the offensive boards cleaning up the glass for Archbishop Wood in this game.
Brian Griffin passes it out to Kinnell. That'll be out of bounds, as it looks like it'll be off Andrew Fong of Archbishop Wood. The Hawks will be inbound the ball.
I think Joe's Prep has to take it at one possession at a time on both ends of the floor. They want to come back in this game.
Hawks are going to need a lot of offense, especially some crucial plays, as the Hawks are now down 42-28 over Archbishop Wood with just 4 minutes, over 4 minutes remaining. Darius Kinnell, deep three, and it's good. The Hawks are now down 42-31 with 4:15 remaining here in the third quarter.
And then this man Hart's coming off the back screen on that offensive possession. So Darius Kinnell lucked out at that one because Speedy Morris looks pretty upset.
I think it's going to be a foul called. It will be on Ryan Griffin as Colin Gillespie goes to line.
And he's trying not to let him get the ball, but he ran up too quick and ultimately caused the foul.
So Rudy passes to Gillespie. Gillespie's layup is blocked by Ed Croswell. He's rebounded by Darius Kendall. Rick Kendall passes it deep down to Croswell. That'll be intercepted by Matt Cerruti as Chickering's layup is good. The Vikings put two on the board, 44-31.
This is something St. Joseph Prep has struggled with throughout the duration of this game, keeping Archbishop Wood out of transition, and that led to a couple buckets for him right there.
But it looks like Carrington Wallace will be checking back in the game for Pickney.
Short with the next buzzer and out of bounds.
Croswell, Griffin falls to the line. As Croswell moves his way to the board, his behind the screen layup is no good, but he'll get his own rebound. As it's still left, the layup will be no good. And he'll go to the line, shooting two. As the fans of St. Joe's Club in the building go off. As Ed Croswell, student fan section, with his family and friends, put up the signs as Ed Croswell goes to the line.
And that's going to be Pickney's third foul of the game. Hopefully they can keep him out of this game because 6'11", that's a big influence in the paint. But they had the 6'7", Carrington Wallace checking back in for him. So that's still a presence in the paint.
Yeah, if Seth Pickney comes out of this game, it'll be crucial. It'll be helpful for the Hawks as they won't have to worry about a 6'11" center. And Seth Pickney himself, as Croswell's first free throw is good, but his second free throw is good. The Hawks are now down 44-32 with 3 minutes remaining here in the third quarter.
Especially with Pickney out of the game, I would look for Darius Kendall to start driving back into the lane. Hopefully no one will block him.
As Andrew Clark's two from the line is good, as Vikings increase their lead 46-32.
That's just a simple mid-range jump shot. One of the easiest shots to make in basketball, and St. Joe's Prep left them wide open.
As Kendall's three is no good, it was off balance with the shot. As Cerruti's layup is deflected off by Croswell, as Kendall moves to the line, his layup is no good. The out of bounds on the Hawks, and the Vikings will get the ball.
Very, very questionable call there by the ref. It clearly looks like Carrington Wallace tipped it out of bounds, but. Looks like they gave it back to Archbishop Wood. Darius Kendall, though, has to finish that kind of layup. He tried to look too fancy on it, going up with the one hand, but
he had the open drive right there. He should have got the layup, an easy 2 points, making the Hawks down. Would have been the Hawks down 46-34, but that was no good. As Pickering, 2 points is good, as now the Hawks are now down 48-32 with just 2 minutes remaining here in the third quarter.
And it doesn't feel like a 16-point deficit for the Hawks, but Archbishop Wood Vikings, they've just been dominating the entirety of this game.
As Ed Croswell goes to the line again, Ed Croswell knows how to get fouled.
It looks like Matt Cruz is going to check in to St. Joe's Prep. He hasn't seen much time on the varsity court, but he definitely makes some sort of impact as a ball handler.
This is an interesting move by Coach Speedy Morris, as his team is down 44-32. It's not a big loss, not a big down big, but as Cruz checks in the game for Matt Hart.
And I wouldn't expect to see Kyle Thompson come back, even though he's sitting on the bench dressed in his uniform. But they're sitting at tie for second place in the PCL to overuse Kyle and try and get him hurt again. Even though this is a crucial game, the playoffs are more important. And especially with only one or two games coming up next against Newman and Roman, he'd rather have him healthier for that game.
Yeah, you mentioned those two games coming up as the Hawks will take on Newman Goretti and Roman Catholic this upcoming week. And Speedy Morris is going to need his crucial and clutch three-point shooter in those two games if they do want to finish off this Catholic League season strong and go into the playoffs.
Definitely they'll be facing Kentucky commit Quade Green, who will definitely pose a threat this offseason.
As Gillespie, the deep three is good. The Hawks and the Vikings are now up 51-32.
Can't leave him that open. He's going to convert it almost every time.
Foswell passes it out to Griffin. Griffin moves to Slade, who passes off to Cruz. Cruz with a three, no good. Foswell will get the rebound. He's out of bounds after a kick off of Gillespie's thigh.
And that's a great hustle play by the big man, Ed Foswell, going out of bounds, secured the rebound. But then he was a little off balance, so he threw it off of Gillespie's legs so that they could get the ball back.
Ed Foswell might not look as a fast player, but when he needs to be fast, he is the fast. Like he just was just there. As Cruz goes to brings it to the line, no good. Foswell is trying to get the rebound, no good, but it will be taken out of bounds by Carrington Wallace, Hawks ball.
And I know you mentioned Ed Foswell likes to get to the free throw line a lot, but so far today, he's shooting 3 of 10 from the free throw line. So that's 7 points that the Hawks were given free by, and they weren't able to convert on them.
Ed Foswell is up and down on his free throws throughout the entire season. His best free throw game was against Bishop Shanahan when the Hawks were in that showcase of Widener University during winter break. As Griffin's three is no good as it hits off the rebound, but Gillespie will get the rebound. Gillespie going to the four for two. As the Vikings increase their lead 53-32. With less than 30 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Cruz with a three and a ball.
Bump takes time off the board trying to get the last shot of this third quarter action.
Hawks, these three is good. But now the Hawks are down 56-32 as the clock runs out here in the third quarter. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the rest of the action between the Archbishop Wood Vikings and your St. Joe's Prep Hall. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm history teacher Bill Connors, and you're listening to WSJP.
When colleges see St. Joseph's Prep on a transcript, they take note. That's because for more than 165 years, the Prep has churned out well-educated, well-spoken, and well-rounded young men who thrive in the college setting. They know their way around an SAT test and around the city, because when it comes to college, both matter. Come see what we're all about. Schedule a Hawk Life visit today, or check us out online at www.sjprep.org. For the high school education you want and the edge you need, choose St. Joseph's Prep. College starts here.
Welcome back, everybody, to Philadelphia University, where the St. Joe's Prep Hawks are currently down 56-32 over Archbishop Wood. Ricky, as fourth quarter starts of action, we saw a very sloppy third quarter of action of the Hawks. Where do the Hawks need to improve if they want to get closer and possibly if there is such a way for them to win here today?
Well, that was the worst time of the game that St. Joe's Prep could give up that many points at a time to Archbishop Wood. They went on like a 12-0 run in the final 2 minutes of that quarter, and that's not something that will boost your spirits if you're on the St. Joe's Prep offense or defense.
As Darius Kinnell starts at the offense of the fourth quarter between the Hawks. Kinnell with the two, and it's good. Hawks are now down 56-32.
They're going to start to chip away at this lead. Even though they're down by 21 points, at least make it somewhat close.
As Pickering's three is good, the Hawks are now down 59-35.
I think this is something that they struggled with earlier in the game in Archbishop Wood's jump shooting. They weren't able to knock down a lot of threes. They weren't taking a lot of threes. But when St. Joe's Prep is leaving them open, they're taking advantage of it.
Matt Cruz is no longer in this game as Ezekiel Hamilton, who's been out for a while with an injury, does check back in as Gabe Arizin tries to go to the left for the layup, but that'll be deflected by Seth Pickney, the 6'11 forward, as Pickney deflects off Kinnell again. And I don't know what is with Kinnell today, Ricky. If he's been deflected and his shots were no good when he was being defended by Pickney, I don't know why he went again.
And you got to think that he doesn't have his partner from the great state of New Jersey, Kyle Thompson, out there. They're the dynamic duo, and it's been like that going back to last year. So this is probably the first game where he hasn't played with Kyle Thompson by his side.
Definitely without Kyle Thompson, he's not able to play the playbook as
as sufficient as he does, as Cerruti's D3 is no good, will be out of bounds on Archbishop Wood as the Hawks get ready for the inbound. Kendall passes it out to Arizin. Arizin then passes it back out to Griffin. Hamilton passes it into Croswell, who moves his way to the board, being defended, and his layup is no good as he is defended by the 6'11 Seth Pickney. He's really struggling against Pickney in this second half. He has some success in the first half, but it just hasn't kept it going in the second half. Matt Cerruti gets the three as the Hawks are now down 52-35. As the Hawks want to get closer to this game, their offense is going to have to keep on rolling and try to start going.
Right now, if you're St. Joe's Prep, you're kind of playing for your pride. You're not trying to lose by 20 and just look like another blowout in the box score for Archbishop Wood. You're trying to make this somewhat of a competitive game so that you can boost your shares going in this week's season already.
As the Villanova commit, Colin Gillespie makes the deep three, and the Hawks are now down by 30 points.
And this really escalated quickly, John.
This game was close starting the second half, Ricky, and it's definitely widened out in favor of the Vikings as the Hawks put two on the board. Now it's 55-37.
We're going into halftime. It was only a 14-point game or so, but then you blink your eye, and now it's back up to like 31.
Pickering gets the deep three, and it's good. 68-37. Archbishop Wood as Kittle's deep three is good. Hawks are now down by 28, 68-40, with just 5 minutes remaining here in regulation. Gillespie moves his way to the board. It comes back out. Gillespie will be fouled. His shot is good. Won't count. As the entire starting five of St. Joe's Prep is about to come out, as Vince Busico, Matt Cruz, Joe Paparone, Mike Kagan all check in for the Hawks. So Speedy Morris is trying to get his players who have put time into this program and show hard dedication into the work, get some playing time as they can't come back as they're down 68-40.
And we also saw some of the Archbishop Wood bench players coming into this team. So let's hope the Hawks can start to chip away at this lead and maybe I'm back into this game.
It might just help the Hawks without having the normal starting five for Archbishop Boyd. They're able to put some points up on the board as Hagan passes it out. As Barton, passes it out. Barton moves his way to the board. He passes it out to Busico. Busico with the three. And it's good. Vince Busico, the star JV player, makes the three. 68-43. Archbishop Boyd.
And you're right. The star JV player, Vince Busico, he's really a leader on that JV team, and he's gotten a lot of the sophomores together to help grow in this program.
Busico inbound, passes his ball, and his layup is good. Busico with 5 points with less than a minute. Hawks are now down 68-45. As Hagan rebounds the ball for the Hawks, Busico moving his way across midfield, midcourt, passes it to Cruz. Cruz passes to Hagan. Hagan with the three, and it's good! Mike Hagan with the deep three, 68-48. Archbishop Boyd, the Hawks are now down by 20.
It was the big man, Mike Hagan, also one of the star JV players. When he gets open from beyond the arc, you better start running back on defense because you know it's going
to
go in.
Offense is surprisingly starting to spike up. As Archbishop Wood gets the layup, and now they're up 70-48.
He's really a fan favorite, that Mike Hagan.
Archbishop Wood averages about 70 points per game, and they are definitely going to be exceeding that stat right there. As Funk 2 is good. Now the Hawks are now down 72 with 48, with 2:36 remaining. You're listening to WSJP, the St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. SJP. As it looks like Matt Frank is about to come into the game for the Hawks with the next delay, as there's going to be a foul called inside the paint.
As you mentioned, Max Brand checking into the game for the Prep. He also plays baseball as well as playing on the JV team, and he's really made an impact on this program as well.
As Joe Paparone gets ready to pass the ball in, as for the Vikings, Andrew Funks and Carrington Wallace all check out of the game.
Mike Barton dribbling out on the perimeter. Senior.
And there's going to be a foul called on number 3, Zahia Harrison of Archbishop Wood. As the attendance here in this game begins to die out, as the Archbishop Wood Vikings look to come out with a victory here today against St. Joe's Prep. Pacheco with the deep three, no good. Be rebounded and then intercepted. Barton with the three, no good. Hagan tries to get the rebound. It'll be Paparone getting it. That'll be out of bounds on Archbishop Wood. Hawks get ready to inbound the ball.
Joe Paparone tried to go back up with the offensive board, but Julius Phillips was there to deny him from that.
Today's WSJP broadcast of St. Joe's Prep Basketball is presented by St. Joe's Prep Development Office. Clubs like WSJP are made possible through the generous support of listeners like you. To support WSJP and other clubs and activities, make a gift to the Prep Fund now by texting GOPREP to 41444. Don't wait. Text GOPREP to 41444 as the Archbishop Wood gets ready to go to the line. As Julius Phillips' first free throw is good.
With a minute 45 left, St. Joe's Prep still trying to just chip away at this lead, making the deficit a little bit smaller, making it look better on the box score at the end of the day. Pacheco gets ready to bring the ball across midcourt.
Pacheco with the three, no good, but it'll be a foul call. As Pacheco goes to the line.
Looks like Zahir Harrison got him on the release there. So looks like Vince Pacheco is going to shoot 2 or 3 from the line.
Pacheco's first free throw is no good. The second free throw is good. As the Hawks are now down 74-49 against Archbishop Point, John. Hawks are now down 74-50. As Harrison passes it out to Kyle McNee, that three-pointer will be no good from McNee as the Hawks rebound the ball. Pacheco with the layoff, and it's good. Vince Pacheco coming off the bench and making the scoring point for the Hawks offense.
He's really made an impact in this fourth quarter, getting his number called. Maybe you'll start to see some of him on varsity next year.
But he's only a junior, so there is one varsity spot as projected available, as 4 of the 5 starters for the Hawks are coming back next year.
Just a quick note, Vince Pacheco has more points this quarter than Brian Griffin and Gabe Arizin in this game.
Interesting fact by our statistician, Greg Geis, who also puts that hard work into the JV program of the St. Joe's Prep Basketball.
Great to have him on the broadcast today. He's not able to make most of them, but luckily he can make this one today.
As Hagan has the ball, who passes it to Barton. Barton, 2 points is good. The Hawks are now down 77-54 with 30 seconds remaining here in play. Make sure to stay tuned after the clock hits 0 for Prep Postgame Live. Me and Ricky and I, in fact, will break down this game for the Hawks and look towards the last week of regular season for the Hawks as they take on Roman Ferretti and Archbishop Wood. And that will do it for us here for in regulation time at Philadelphia University. St. Joe's Prep Hawks fall 77-54 against Archbishop Wood. We're taking a quick break, and when we come back, Prep post-game.
Hi, this is Bill Abington, Class of 90, Director of Communications and proud moderator of WSJP, the voice of St. Joseph's Prep.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Philadelphia University as Prep Postgame Live is about to start. I'm your host, John Lee Usley, alongside my partner, Ricky Weeks. The Hawks just lost 77-54 against a very good, improved Vikings team, the Archbishop Wood. Ricky, let's break down this game for our listeners.
Well, we were able to beat Archbishop Wood in football this year, but unfortunately not right now in basketball. That'll moved St. Joe's Prep down to number 3 spot in the PCL, but they're still having a really good season. They did let up a 12-0 run in the third quarter, and I think that pretty much got them out of this game, and Speedy Morris ended up taking them out of the game as well.
Yeah, the third quarter was the worst quarter of play here at this, between the Hawks and the Vikings, as they were only down 14 points coming into the second half, but they were down big coming into the fourth quarter. And Ricky, going into the next game, as also in this game, we didn't see at all Kyle Thompson. Kyle Thompson's absence really paid an effect into the struggling Hawks offense.
And I don't think really Kyle Thompson, it'll be one of those what-if games. What if he did play in this game, and what kind of impact would he have had he played? But I think it was a smart decision by Coach Speedy Morris, saving him for the future in the playoffs and possibly even the Palestra if they make it there this year.
Obviously, Coach Morris wants to have his star player, Kyle Thompson, be as strong and healthy as he is, does, as Coach Gavin Fonte in the football season wanting DeAndre Swift, who suffered an injury against Don Bosco, to get back to his 100%, and he did against LaSalle. And, you know, Coach Morris does know basketball. He's been around the sport a long time between high school, college, and in the parish league, and it's a smart move by Coach Morris to put his star player on the bench today, get him healthy, come in school Monday, tomorrow, and get to see the trainer and see what the injury is, and hopefully he can play against New McGrady this upcoming week, the first game of two for the Hawks.
Most definitely, and that Newman game is going to be a huge game for the Hawks, especially establishing where they sit in the PCL, how competitive they'll play against this kind of team, who is favored to win the PCL. Now, we saw Archbishop Wood. They beat him by 3 points the other day, so that'll be a competitive championship game if that's what people are saying. But the St. Joe's Prep could definitely disrupt that right now.
Jacob Schwartz, the voice of all sports still in the Philadelphia area, has said on his Twitter page, the voice of reason, that the PCL championship game between will be the Goretti and Archbishop Wood. And if that is, this is going to be a great game in a very historic Palestra. But hopefully the Hawks do come big. They do try to get past, maybe get a bye as the fourth top team in the Catholic League. You get a first-round bye in the playoffs and move right on to the Palestra. If they do have to play in the first round, they're going to come out strong. They're going to play tough. And they could play against a Bonner team who the Hawks did have against some trouble earlier this year.
And definitely, and that's one of the reasons why they play the games in the playoffs. Something give it to you. You see this a lot with college basketball. You see they have to play the games, and upsets can happen. And that's certainly something that this St. Joe's Prep team is capable of doing in the future.
We saw a lot of upsets in the Catholic League last year, and right here in this game last year
It was Roman Catholic taking on St. Joe's Prep in the first round of the playoffs. We knew it was going to be a tough game last year. It's going to be a tough game again this year for Roman Catholic. They might not look as strong a team as they did last year, as they had three starters on their varsity team last year going on to Penn State. They're starting all at Penn State right now. But with Matt Griffin, the new coach, the old assistant coach of St. Joe's Prep, it's going to be a tough game as the Hawks are going to take on the KLA's next Sunday at the historic Kelly Fieldhouse.
And that's going to be a great day for basketball at St. Joe's Prep Sunday morning. And we're going to have Matt and the freshmen and JV and then cap it off with a great varsity game. And WSJP will be there to broadcast
that
as well.
Indeed, we will be there. It will be Dan Abington and Tyler Conrad, our statistician here today, will be on the call. I'll be having halftime with Thomas Abington, and we'll have Simon Williams on the crew on that game. It'll be a great game as it is a triple header of coaches versus cancer, as it's a very important organization to Coach Morris, but also the Big Five in the city of Philadelphia.
It's a great fundraiser for everyone who's involved, and I know it's very important to Coach Morris to give back, especially raise money.
Now, Ricky, we're going to talk about the upcoming games for the Hawks. As we mentioned earlier, just a quick bit, that as they're going to take on Newman Gretti, which is going to be a tough team, but they're a very good team in the Catholic League. They'll be playing in the historic South Philadelphia, South 10th Street. My type of neighborhood when I go down to South Philly, but when we go down, it's going to be a tough game for the Hawks as they go in against University of Kentucky commit.
Well, John, Newman Gretti, probably the toughest team on St. Joe's Prep's schedule this year, led by senior point guard Claude Green, who is committed to play basketball next year at the University of Kentucky, which is a pretty big deal,
yeah.
If you ask me. Not to mention, he's also playing in the McDonald's All-American game, where we've seen great players like Jabari Parker play as well. It'll be interesting to see how well the Hawks match up against this Newman Gretti team, considering they have Claude Green and two players over 6'7", which, by the way, is the height of Ed Croswell. We saw them handle him pretty well today in Seth Pickney and another 6'7" guy, but that'll definitely be a challenge for St. Joe's Prep. The Hawks did okay against Colin Gillespie as well, locking him up, and Darius Kinnell might need help locking up Claude Green on Friday.
Colin Gillespie did not have as many points as he had in previous games. He still had double-digit points. He was still, again, over 20 points of game, but it was a low-scoring 20-point game here for the Villanova commit. He'll go off to the campus of Villanova next year, going into a very good program with Jay Wright as their head coach, and he'll be in the leadership of Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, and Phil Booth, and Dante DiVincenzo as the Wildcats look to make a deep run into next year with having some recruits, especially, as you mentioned, in the McDonald's All-American game, Omar Spellman, who was also in that game, as Quad Green will be this year. But going into Roman Catholic, Ricky, the Prep has had some trouble previously in Roman against Cat Roman, especially right here in Philadelphia University. Last year they went 0-2 here against the KLA's, and they went 0-2 again this year against Germantown Academy and just today against Archbishop Wood. So maybe this neutral site for the Hawks is not as great as the Hawks do, and they're 4-0 in their last four trips to Philadelphia University. The last year the KLA's were led by seniors Nazir Bostrick, Tony Carr, and Lamar Stevens, who were all starting at Penn State this year. This year the Hawks are led by Daquan Davis, Alan Bentren, Saf Lundgren, John Paul Saunders, and Lynn Green. The KLA's will put on a very good task, a hard task and challenge for the Hawks, as they have given the Hawks some trouble, especially in the first round of next year. All right, that will do it for us here on Prep Post Game Live. Don't forget to follow us on our Twitter pages at SJPrep_sports for our live stats and the scores of all Prep games, and also on our club square page, SJP Broadcast Information, regarding all of our broadcasts. Make sure to join us next Sunday, February 12th at 2:30 p.m. as the Hawks take on Roman Catholic in a PCL showdown in the Kelly Fieldhouse. Dan Abington and Tyler Conrad will have the call. For Brett Geist, Tyler Conrad, Ricky Reed, I'm John Liuzzi. Your final score from Philadelphia University, St. Joe's Prep loses 77
to 53. And have a good night, and go Prep.
You're listening to WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep Sports year-round, only on Blog Talk Radio.